Hello, and welcome to another episode of Good Neighbor Pharmacy Connect, a podcast for independent pharmacies. I am Paul Dunn, and today I am here with Daria Innocencio from Prescribe Wellness. She is a pharmacist for Prescribe Wellness, and today we are talking Collaborative Practice Agreements 101. So you're going to hear us use that phrase a lot. You're also going to hear us shorten it to CPAs, but we are going to talk today about how CPAs can help eliminate some of the biggest challenges faced by independent pharmacy owners. So welcome to the podcast, Daria. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Awesome. So why don't you introduce our topic for today? What is a collaborative practice agreement?
Yes, definitely. A collaborative practice agreement is an agreement between a physician and a pharmacy to perform certain non-dispensing services, as well as vaccines, which is what we have in 42 states, but we also have additional services that we provide. So with a collaborative practice agreement, a pharmacist can perform those non-dispensing services, and in addition to that, they're able to bill for those services, because right now, with the provider status, as we know, pharmacists are able to provide some of the services. However, there's still the billing component that they're not able to provide on their own with some of the payers. So with a collaborative practice agreement, that takes the burden off the pharmacy for the billing component, as well as with the legislative side. So it allows the pharmacy to provide those services by having a physician authorize the services.
Awesome. So we are going to get into all of that today. And I'm really excited that we get to share this topic with everybody, because it's something that I know even in my role as a front end person, I hear about this all the time. So let's first do some background on Prescribe Wellness and your role at Prescribe Wellness, Daria. So what is Prescribe Wellness? How long have you worked there? What's your day to day like? Why don't you share some of that with us?
Sure. So I started at Prescribe Wellness about a year and a half ago. My passion for pharmacy has really been a thing since I was a child, because of my family being involved in pharmacy and pharmacology research. So then when I went to pharmacy school, I was mainly involved in retail community pharmacy. So I really got to know what pharmacists need in their daily lives practicing in a community setting. And then through my pharmacy school rotations, I was placed into Prescribe Wellness. And what I did as an intern was I was helping out with the collaborative practice agreements. So some of the research and the writing of collaborative practice agreements. And I really fell in love with the company and their message and their ability to help community pharmacies succeed. Upon graduating, I was fortunate enough to join the Prescribe Wellness team, and now I manage the collaborative practice agreement portion of the business. So a little bit about Prescribe Wellness. It's a pharmacy practice innovation company. We're located in Orange County, California. We were founded in 2010 with a goal of helping community pharmacies succeed and go beyond the fill, as we say. So it started as an outbound communications and a MedSync platform, but over time it morphed into something much larger. So today we have a software platform that provides a wide variety of services for pharmacists to take advantage of. So for example, we have a platform that will show the pharmacy their current star ratings, and it will also identify what patients are driving the star ratings down. So the pharmacy can identify the patients, increase their adherence, and in turn increase their star ratings and lower their DIR fees. We also have an immunization platform that identifies what patients are in most need of for immunizations. And we also offer IAS registry reporting to the state IAS registry for immunizations. We have certain adherence platforms. We have Medicare plan reviews for the pharmacies to keep the patients loyal to that pharmacy. We also have an eCare plan and an MTM platform. So that's from the software standpoint. We also do have contracts with payers throughout the United States. So if a payer is paying a pharmacy to provide a non-dispensing service, we will allow our Prescribe Wellness pharmacists to take advantage of those payer programs and get paid for, say, an MTM service. We also provide virtual staff to the pharmacy to alleviate some of the burden that the pharmacists are facing on the daily. And then, of course, we do have a wide variety of collaborative practice agreements that we offer in the company.
I know that many of our listeners are probably familiar with some of those benefits that you outlined, but it really does sound like there's a massive amount of tools that the pharmacist can tap into. Let's talk about one of those tools, though. Let's talk about the collaborative practice agreements. So, Daria, why don't you talk to us a little bit about the state of the union? So what are some of the challenges that the independent pharmacy is facing today?
Definitely, Paul. So today, community pharmacies face challenges around DIR fees. I think a lot of community pharmacy owners will agree with me that the DIR fee burden is pretty hefty. So by providing non-dispensing services, a pharmacy really finds a different stream of revenue. And this is what collaborative practice agreements essentially provide, is another stream of revenue to alleviate some of those DIR fee costs. With the provider status, we're seeing pharmacies being able to provide some of those non-dispensing services. However, the one problem that we face is the inability to bill for some of those services, because a lot of the payers are still not recognizing pharmacists as providers when they're trying to bill for the service. So this is where obtaining a collaborative practice agreement really is beneficial to the pharmacy, because they can use that physician relationship to be able to bill for the service. And obtaining a collaborative practice agreement on their own could be a challenge for a community pharmacy, because going out on their own and finding a physician and providing them with insurance and really putting the collaborative practice agreement together on their own could be a little bit overwhelming, I think, for a community pharmacy. So this is what Prescribe Wellness does, is we alleviate some of those challenges for a community pharmacy.
I was going to say that you must hear that pretty often, that they do feel like they're on their own. So I'm sure they very much value those services. What are some of the things that you hear from pharmacists when you talk to them about CPAs and about what Prescribe Wellness can do? What's sort of that feeling that they get?
Previously, collaborative practice agreements were really thought of as being something more of a hospital setting or a Amcare clinic setting experience. But now we're seeing the collaborative practice agreements really come into play in a community pharmacy, which is great, which is what we're here to do. We're here to be the pioneers of collaborative practice agreements in a community setting. So what Prescribe Wellness will do is we will find and maintain a relationship with a physician for the pharmacy. We will provide the physician with liability insurance. If necessary, we will fulfill the reporting requirements that the state puts on the pharmacies in case they have to report to the CPA physician. And also, we will stay on top of the legislative updates that the pharmacy has to maintain. And then we will let the pharmacy know if there is a change in legislation for their state and for the services that they're providing. We have a client solutions department that will take care of any question that a pharmacy has in relation to the collaborative practice agreement. So we're always here to support the pharmacy in any way that we can. All the pharmacy is left doing is just focusing on providing that service.
That's awesome. So I imagine some of our listeners are thinking, what is this going to cost me? So how much does it cost to get that benefit of a Prescribe Wellness CPA?
So our goal is to really provide an affordable tool for the pharmacy. So the pharmacy will not pay more than $40 for a collaborative practice agreement a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very great price, very affordable price.
So talk us through how somebody can learn more about collaborative practice agreements and then how they can sign up.
Paul, learning about collaborative practice agreements could be very overwhelming for a pharmacy. There are so many resources, and if they're looking to create one on their own, it could be pretty difficult to do. So some of the resources that are available out there are APHA, the CDC. The State Board of Pharmacy is always a great resource for some legislative updates. However, don't forget that Prescribe Wellness does all of that for you, and we really make sure that you're staying up to date on all of the requirements for a collaborative practice agreement. So to learn more, please do reach out to us at solutions@prescribewellness.com or call us at 800-960-8147. Once again, it's 800-960-8147.
Awesome. So I know that we will make sure that we include that in the show notes. So if you look at the episode description, you'll see all this information there. Daria, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for sharing what your knowledge and your passion is. I really appreciate your perspective. I know our listeners will too.
Thank you, Paul. It was a pleasure.
This has been another episode of Good Neighbor Pharmacy Connect. You can find our podcast on gmpcentral.com, the Apple Podcast app, and the Google Play Store. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate and share our episodes with your peers. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.